This is Christian Meditation for a Bigger Life, where you can break through the distractions, stop, listen, and experience God's presence through biblically guided imagination. I'm Dave Cover. I want to help you with Christian meditation so you can draw near to God and get the stress and anxiety out of your mind and out of your heart and out of your body so you can live a bigger life. This is a time to relax and refocus and re-narrate. Let's begin by lying flat on your back if you can. Otherwise, sit comfortably in a chair. Uncross your legs and arms. And begin by taking in a deep breath in through your nose, into your belly. Maybe use your stomach muscles to make your belly rise with each intake of new breath. And let your exhale be longer than your in-breath. Try to focus your mind on breathing out all the air in your lungs without straining yourself. You're just relaxing. And your out-breath is maybe even twice as long as your in-breath. Slow, calm. And each out-breath, try to focus your mind on feeling your body from within. Just bringing your mind's awareness to the presence of everywhere in your body, every place in your body, feet, hands, legs, arms, head, torso, shoulders. You're feeling your body from within. Breathing in through your nose into your belly, a deep breath. Quiet, calm, deep breath. And breathing out. And maybe even now and then when you breathe out, have it be an audible sigh. Neurologists say that audible sigh signals to our central nervous system to relax. Stand down. You're not in danger. Just focusing your mind on this quiet, calm rhythm, slow rhythm, breathing in through your nose, breathing out an audible sigh. And bring your mind's awareness to the back of your head, just the muscles in the back of your head. See if you can just let those release, soften. Feel what it feels like to let those muscles let go. And bringing your attention to the top of your head, your scalp, and let those muscles let go as well. The muscles in the back of your neck. So focusing your mind on from the back of your neck all the way up the back of your head to your scalp, top of your head. And notice what it feels like to let those muscles go. Release. Now the sides of your head, your temples, the muscles in your forehead, letting go, releasing tension. Muscles behind your eyes, around your eyes. Often stress is unconscious. Anxiety is something we're not aware of, that we're holding in our body, clenching our muscles. And often it's the muscles around the eyes, behind the eyes, where that tension is held. So focus your mind on releasing that tension with each out-breath. Breathing in through your nose, a deep breath into your belly. Breathing out through your mouth, this sense of relaxation filling your head, your cheeks letting go, dropping. We often present a face to the world. Right now, you don't have to present a face to the world. Just let every muscle in your face fall. Let go. Your jaw. even muscles in your nose. See if you can just focus on letting those release. Let go. The muscle of your tongue deep into your throat, just let it lie there. The muscles around your neck, easing, releasing. And now the muscles in your shoulders, the back of your shoulders, the top of your shoulders, let them fall toward the ground. And notice how when you let go of the muscles in your shoulders, your neck, your scalp, your face, that brings a sense of relaxation to your entire body. Feel that relaxation in the rest of your body. With each out-breath, focus your mind on feeling the sensation of relaxation. Feeling the sensation of what relaxation feels like in your entire body. You can feel the sensation of relaxation the same way when your body feels cold. You can feel that sensation inside your body. The sense of relaxation is like that, although much more subtle. You have to focus on it to feel it. So focus on it now to feel that sense of relaxation filling your entire body. From your feet up your legs, your pelvic area, your back, your abdomen, your chest, down your arms, your hands, your entire body. Feel your entire body relax, let go, ease, release, tightness and tension everywhere. Keep your attention on your breathing, breathing in through your nose into your belly, and with each out-breath, focus your mind on feeling the sensation of relaxation throughout your entire body. If you begin to lose that sense, go back to your face, your head. Focus on releasing those muscles everywhere in your head. And that'll fill your entire body again with that sense of relaxation. Breathing deeply. Don't let your breath become shallow. Deep breath into your belly. And a full out-breath, longer than your in-breath, while you focus your mind on feeling every muscle in your body, let go. See if you can keep your attention on your breathing and the sensation of your body releasing tension and tightness everywhere, while we also put our mind's attention on a biblically guided imagination, the ability to see with the eyes of our heart, reality that we can't see with our physical eyes. There's lots of reality you don't see with your physical eyes. You don't see radio waves, for example. They fill everywhere in the sky, but you can't see them with your eyes. They're not part of the spectrum that you can see with your eyes, but they're there. You don't see atoms and molecules, but they're there. There's also spiritual reality that is everywhere, but you can't see it with your eyes, but it's there. So the Bible tells you to see with the eyes of your heart. Using your biblically guided imagination. And one of the biggest realities the Bible is always telling you to see, you can't see with your physical eyes, but you can see it with the eyes of your heart, is that your life is in an epic battle that has been going on since the beginning of the human story. The enemy, Satan, the devil, and his fallen spiritual forces have been resisting God's paradoxical plan to elevate humans to godlike status as they reign with God over his creation. Ever since Jesus' death and resurrection, God becoming human to buy back, to redeem, his original plan for humanity that was broken in Genesis 3. The devil, which is just an English word from the Greek word that means the slanderer. The devil's not really a name, it's not even a title. It's just a description. He's a slanderer. He slanders God in your mind. He slanders other human beings, especially the relationships that are most vital to your health. And he slanders you in your mind constantly. So the devil has a strategy against you that always involves slander in some way. And his strategy is to slander away in your mind the truth of who you are, your identity, and your destiny because of Christ, because you're in Christ. That strategy is to get you to live a mediocre life at best, if not a defeated life, having never known who you really are or what you were created to be because of all that God is for you in Jesus. That's his number one strategy behind all of his slanders in your mind. All the ways he's slandering God that you can't trust him, can't trust his will for you, can't trust his love for you, can't trust his word. All the ways that he's slandering you, keeping you from believing who you are in Christ, what Christ has done for you, what that means for you right now, today. But Paul says in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11, he says, "Put on the full armor of God." Now this is imagery, right? Put on the full armor of God is this image of putting on defensive and offensive weapons to fight this spiritual war. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes, against the slanderer's schemes. Stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place. And then he says in verse 15, "And with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace." That's the NIV. The ESV translates it, "And as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace." You can see there's different ways to translate this idea, that one of the metaphors that Paul is using is the protection and stability that comes from having good shoes in battle. That's the metaphor we're supposed to imagine. It's imagery. The idea of the gospel of peace is the foundation that we stand on, that we walk on in our spiritual battle. Without having that foundation, nothing else is going to work. We're not going to be able to fight this battle. The gospel of peace, the good news, is what that word gospel means. The good news of peace. How do you fight the slander in your mind? The good news of peace, because of all that God is for you in Jesus. So for example, Paul says in Romans 5, verse 1, "Therefore, since we have been justified, declared righteous, made righteous, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God." We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. He goes on and says, "Through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. There's that idea again, standing. Standing on God's grace because of what God has done for you in Jesus. You have peace with God because of the righteousness of Jesus given to you. You have peace with God. That's your footing. That's what you have to stand on. That's the foundation of everything else. This grace in which we stand. And then the last part, he says, and we boast, or we rejoice is another way to say that word. We boast, we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Anytime you see that word hope in the New Testament, the idea is not to wish. That's not what that word means. It means to have the confident expectation of a future you can't see right now. So he says, and we boast, we rejoice in the hope, the confident expectation of the glory of God. So you might say, if I really stand on this grace, if I've been made righteous, declared righteous through all that God has done for me in Jesus, his death, his resurrection, and I stand in this grace, I have access to God because of grace, what's to keep me from just going ahead and sinning all I want? It's the last sentence that's the answer to that. It's never grace that makes you want to sin. It's the devil's slander. The devil's slander against the glory of God and your hope, your confident expectation that you will share in that glory and that you do even now. You stand in grace, this footing of access to the glory of God, sharing in the glory of God, filling your life with the glory of God because your very identity is the glory of God. And it's the devil's slander against the glory of God in your life, the will of God for you, the will of God for glory for you, that makes sin more attractive than God. Imagine that. Sin being more attractive than the God who created this universe and his glory and his glorious will for you, for your future, that he has already done for you in Jesus' death and resurrection. That's the hope. That's the confident expectation you have. So the way you stand against the devil's schemes, slanderous schemes, in your life, in your mind, is to stand having the gospel of peace, like shoes on your feet. Of course, this is imagery. But let's go with the imagery. Taking in a deep breath in through your nose, into your belly. And as you breathe out, see with the eyes of your heart, your biblically guided imagination, your whole life is standing on the gospel of peace, the peace with God you have because of what Jesus Christ has already done for you. You've gained access into this grace that you now stand on, like shoes for your feet, like protection for your footing, and you rejoice in the hope, the confident expectation of the glory of God, filling your entire life, filling your entire future. You have peace with God. You have this confident access, this confident hope of the glory of God, and your footing is God's grace. Your footing is peace with God. A lot of times when we feel the weight of our sin, we naturally want to hide from God. But this verse says the opposite. the thing you naturally wouldn't want to do because of your sin, this verse says is exactly what you should do. Have a confident access in your mind to the grace of God. Have a confident assurance that you have peace with God. Have a confident hope and expectation of the glory of God in your life because of the gospel, because of the good news of having been justified, made righteous through our Lord Jesus Christ. And so now you have peace with God. Feel that peace with God filling your entire body. The grace of God filling your entire body. The hope, the confident expectation of the glory of God filling your entire body right now. That grace, that peace, that glory is the footing you have for today. You stand on that peace. You stand on that grace. You stand with a confident expectation of that glory, the glory of God. That's how you take your stand today against all the slanderer schemes in your mind. So take a deep breath and breathe out this audible sigh of confidence and assurance. Therefore, since you've been justified through faith, you have peace with God through your Lord Jesus Christ, through whom you have gained access by faith into this grace in which you now stand. And you rejoice in the hope, the confident expectation of the glory of God. If you found this podcast helpful, please subscribe so you'll be sure to receive our next episode each Tuesday and Thursday morning. Our audio engineers are Diego Huaman and Matthew Matlack. Thanks for listening to Christian Meditation for a Bigger Life.